pretty fun.
Got to make a move to a podcast that's right for you, which we hope is this one. Dan, I'm going to look up the person that suggested that song later to give him a shout out at the end of the podcast. But
only fair.
Yeah, we played that because we asked for you, the listeners, to tell us what song you want in the beginning, and we only got one suggested, and it was Funky Town, so we're men of our words.
It was the unanimous winner this week.
So we're back for Week 5's podcast, which is only the second one we've done this season because we're lazy like that.
Ooh.
But as promised last week, we have a special guest on. Maybe he'll become a regular. Maybe he won't.
Maybe.
Maybe he'll even get hit by a car. I don't know. But
probably.
So please welcome to the studio our friend Brian Lucer.
Oh, thanks.
Yay, Brian.
Thanks for having me, guys. Happy to be here.
And what was the – you used to write for Fantasy Football Helpers?
Yeah, fantasyfootballhelpers.com. I was a columnist there for a while.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was fun.
How many articles did you get done there?
I don't know. I didn't write for them for very long. Only like probably like 8 or 9, 10.
Well, that's because writing blows anyway.
Oh,
right?
It's terrible. You know, especially in the dead of the off season, just nothing to write about.
Yeah, I mean, why should we have to subject ourselves to reading words when we can just take it all in orally?
Eerily.
Ocular is eyes. I don't know, but audibly. That's
audibly.
I thought we were joking.
No, I'm just really, really stupid. It's Wednesday, man. I disintegrate by this point in the week.
Hump day.
Yeah. Or
one
if you're listening,
football.
It's probably Thursday morning. And also, before we go any further, I'm Ben.
I'm Dan.
So, Dan, the fantasy Winston Churchill,
and Ben BLM.
We're gonna stick with that. Okay, but yeah, so it's Thursday morning most likely, unless you're dedicated enough that you downloaded this at 11 p.m. when we put it out there, which, hey, thank you a lot.
I owe you one big hug, whoever did that.
Yeah. But
thanks, Mom.
Our moms say we're the handsomest kids in school.
That's right.
So, Brian, you got anybody you're starting tomorrow night in the Colts-Texans game?
Yes, I do, and he's DeAndre Hopkins. Oof. God, gotta love him.
So, yeah, something we're going to go straight to the stats here before we start covering the game in depth. DeAndre Hopkins leads the league in targets and red zone targets.
Yes, so he does.
You got to chase the targets. And we always have this conversation together. I always feel like a fool now that I drafted Brandon Cooks ahead of DeAndre Hopkins.
You know, it's just draft. I bought into the hype on Brandon Cooks, got him in a couple leagues, but I don't think I ever took him over DeAndre Hopkins. It's just, he's just such a physical monster.
Yeah, he would have been perfect to have as if you went zero RB, he was your third wide receiver, and that would have been great.
Yeah, I picked a good time to get rid of Andre Johnson, the Texans. They knew they had number one right within the system there.
Yeah, and they probably didn't. I mean, they had a lot of confidence. Mm-hmm.
He's proven so far. He's definitely worthy of being the number one option out there.
I mean, who's throwing to him tomorrow? Mallett, Hoyer? Does it really matter?
Like, imagine if you put Hopkins on an Aaron Rodgers or old Drew Brees offense.
Like Julio Jones.
Yeah, that's
on
how you
that
get
line.
Like a Randy Moss type of player.
Mm-hmm.
I got Frank Gore going tomorrow, and
he scares me.
Yeah, it's always a little rough when so much of your production for that week is going to be determined on Thursday night.
Yeah,
it happened to me last week. Held on for the win, even though Antonio Brown and Joe Flacco sucked.
Oh, so you're luckier than me.
I know what happened to you. You got you got screwed by Rawls, right?
Oh man,
I could have either played Thomas Rawls or Amir Abdullah, and both of them bit me in the ass while Jeremy Hill sat on my bench, got three touchdowns, you know.
Don't shit your studs.
It's a lesson.
Two touchdowns, whatever.
Keep believing in them until they turn out really bad, then don't believe in them.
Yeah. That's,
then you keep believing in them.
I'd like to point that out there. Start your studs. I mean, I can't believe I thought I could actually break that rule and get away with it. Start your studs.
Yeah, it's better to go down with a ship than to go down on a different ship.
The fantasy gods were not smiling on you.
Mm-mm.
But you got anybody going tomorrow, Dan?
Yeah, I got Arian Foster in one league tomorrow. He's finally back.
I think he'll have a good night.
He had the bare minimum touches last week, but they're kind of more giving him some reps for a Thursday game.
It's like you said bare minimum, and I thought you were making a pun about the Chicago Bears somehow, because I'm just used to that.
we'll bring that pun back up when we get to the Chicago.
The puns will come.
I also want to point out I am really screwed this week in our one league, my Yahoo league, because playing our buddy Mike, and I basically have a really, really bad running back core. And Jonathan Stewart is one of my only dependable ones, and he's out.
Dependable?
Yeah, I know. Dependable to get you 7 points.
It's a very
maybe.
Loose term around here, yeah.
I actually have to, and the waiver wire sucked too. I actually think I have to start Antonio Andrews this week.
I was just going
to
say, have you looked into Antonio Andrews? Because you know what?
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know, he's a good spot start.
I dropped Josh Robinson last week, picked him up. Pretty happy I did.
Yeah, good call.
Robinson's going to be the third man on the depth chart now. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, got to go with a little AA there.
Yeah, I'd say we're getting ahead of ourselves, but hey, it is Colts Texans tomorrow, so how do you think the Colts offense is going to look tomorrow? Andrew Luck should be starting.
You know, they got to be bouncing back. I mean, Andrew Luck is still Andrew Luck. He still threw 40 touchdowns last year. He got off to a bad start, but he's got to come back. I mean, he's playing the Texans, weak secondary, secondary.
I have it on good authority that he is playing tomorrow, even though they re-signed Josh Johnson today.
Yeah.
He's no threat. It's Josh Johnson here.
Did they officially re-sign Ahmad Bradshaw yet?
I don't believe so.
No, he's still out there.
Yeah, they just went out. He went out there for a workout. But if he does, I'd keep an eye on him.
I don't know why you wouldn't. He did great last year for his age.
Oh, yeah. He was an RB1 until he went down.
Mm-hmm. I'll probably be monitoring that, honestly. If he gets signed, I might pick him up just to...
Just in case.
I might even drop Trey Mason and get him.
Oh, that's worth it.
I picked up Trey Mason just to have a third actual starter, but not anymore.
Because now the fantasy god, Todd Gurley, is taking over.
God, Gurley.
Oh, gosh.
What about, do you still have D'Angelo Williams on your team, or do you drop him?
I do, yeah.
I'll leave you to drop him then.
I don't know why. I don't think D'Angelo Williams needs to be held on to. In fact,
no,
I think he's droppable now. Well, I was waiting until Charles got hurt, but you can't play that game anymore. I'm no longer picking up handcuffs just to have other people's handcuffs.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, they're great to use for trade bait, but you don't really get any value out of them. So.
Yeah. I don't even trade a lot. Try to win in the draft.
Win on the wire.
Win on the wire. Yeah, that too. So
those are definitely top two ways to win the league.
Some stats here for tomorrow, just something to be aware of. Moncrief has 20% of the Colts' targets every game so far, so we think Moncrief is going to have a good game tomorrow. Is he startable?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He's number two now on the depth chart behind
T.Y.
That's the one.
And he's back and healthy now too, right?
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm starting him in a couple leagues tomorrow. Just really hoping Andrew Luck can find that connection they had last year.
I don't want to discourage you from doing that because I think they will have a good game, but I also kind of see this game like going for the under. I always kind of feel like Thursday night games just kind of tend to get off to sloppy starts no matter what, especially with Andrew Luck coming off
injury. Short week, yeah.
Yeah, on a short week, you know, I mean, they don't have the normal practice time. You know, it's going to be sloppy out there, but hopefully it'll be sloppy for the Texans defense. And
yeah,
Andrew Luck will
I imagine it
touchdowns.
Will be.
This is an important week for both teams, though. The winner is in first place in the division.
Could have been the Jaguars last week.
Could have been the Jaguars last week.
The Jags.
If you talk about the NFC East being weak this year, but holy God, have you seen this division?
Yeah, well, it's always like this. It doesn't surprise anybody.
Yeah, the Colts really are terrible. Up on a game on everyone, even after the season they've had so far.
But I think tomorrow, though, it's pretty clear-cut. I think, you know, you're starting Luck, starting Moncrief, you're starting Hilton, you're starting Gore, too.
The way
the running backs are shaping out this week, you do have to start Gore.
I don't know there because I have him in a couple leagues, and I'm benching him.
What options do you have?
I benched him in favor of Amir Abdullah, even though I know I just got to hop off that train.
Actually, now that you mentioned it, Arizona is playing next week.
But Frank Gore is, yeah, they are playing Arizona.
I do have one league where my three go-tos are Jeremy Hill, Frank Gore, and Danny Woodhead.
Mm.
I'd still probably play Gore in the flex based on who I have. I picked up Alan Hearns this week. I might do that.
You know, I don't know what he's listed at now, but he was listed as questionable. Gore did tweak.
Well,
Gore's in the game.
He's been questionable like all season, I feel like.
His whole career. He's always tweaking, but he's never really out.
I pointed this out a few weeks ago, but God, how weird does he look wearing number 23?
It's pretty weird, yeah.
I don't like it. It's like he's an undercover spy.
Oh, he has been upgraded to probable.
Probable. Okay, well, you got to like that.
He's playing.
Well, and also, you know, Thursday night, I don't really think they're going to be, once again, not trying to discourage you from starting Luck and your guys, but I don't think they'd be throwing quite as much. I think the Texans are a team you can hopefully beat without having to drive the score up too much. They can run a lot, get Andrew Luck out of there quickly, give him 10 days of rest after that.
Sounds like a hopeful goer owner to me.
Yeah. We'll see, yeah. Very hopeful. Well, honestly, if he just comes out there and lays an egg tomorrow and gets, like, 2 points, that'd probably be good. Then I can just kind of take the weekend off from paying attention to that league because if my only option then is Antonio Andrews to pick up the slack, I'm screwed. So enjoy that one so you can enjoy your win.
Yeah.
I actually asked him for some advice today, too. I was thinking of picking up Andre Williams, but
And now that backfield is so muddled right now. I mean, speaking as a Giants fan, it's, you don't really care who gets the touches as a Giants fan, because you know what, they all pretty much have the same
and
production.
I didn't want to have to make that move either, because I think that Antonio Andrews is kind of on the same plane right now as Andre Williams, but Williams is going down and Andrews is going up. You know, I really hope that he got 12 touches last week. Hopefully he can do it again.
Yeah, 12, I mean, 12 carries is nothing to ignore, you know.
That's all I want from him. Come on, Antonio. So as long as we're talking about the Titans, the next game on this list is Buffalo versus Tennessee anyway.
Oh, God, that'll be a fun game to watch.
Bills Mafia.
So Mariota, he's definitely serviceable this week. Yeah, he's been doing well.
Okay. Yeah, I think so. That secondary is not too strong. So long as their O-line can hold up, he should have a pretty decent week.
That's why I'm worried, because, you know, the Bills are so good against the run, not the pass. Mm-hmm. So my Antonio Andrews pick might not do too well, but we'll see. Mariota, though, he's thrown for four touchdowns, two touchdowns in his first three games. And he's thrown...
And I think he threw over 350 yards last week,
too. He did, yeah. So he's
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, he's prestiging.
Yeah, that's what happens when you play in Tennessee, though. You go pretty anonymous no matter how you do.
Yeah, it must be kind of nice to not have that pressure.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like getting drafted by the Giants.
Well, he's got that raucous Tennessee Titans fan base behind him.
The owner they call themselves, the Titans.
Now, do you guys think it's too early to say that we might be looking at maybe a 2012 RG3 situation, you know? Just emerging quarterback as a rookie in immediate
from fantasy. From that division, maybe.
I don't see him going downhill in a manner quite like RG3 did.
Just cause, not long term, just on the season. Just on the season. RG3, in all fairness, had an incredible rookie season.
He did.
And I don't think it's too much of a stretch to be comparing Mariota's season to that so far.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, going forward, teams can start to plan for him a little better now that they're starting to see him. So we'll see if he can keep it up.
Yeah, he'll be tested this week.
I think he's going to continue to be like a, you know, quarterback 15 kind of range. Definitely startable on some weeks based on matchups. Like this one, this week's absolutely a great matchup.
I'm a huge fan of streaming quarterbacks, and he's one that you keep your eye on.
Yeah, I'm a fan of not owning two quarterbacks, period. So when it comes time to stream, if he's there. But he's not going to be on the wire too much in most leagues.
Yeah.
Let's look at the stats here. He's 65% owned. I don't really know that. Let's just say he is.
Okay. It's a good number.
You can make up 31% of stats on the spot. Also want to point out, the as bad as the Bills are against the pass, so are the Titans. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like in the over in this game. And like in Tyrod Taylor.
Like in Tyrod Taylor a lot this week.
People have seen that for weeks now, but if he's still available, pick him up.
Here's some stats for you real quick, too. The last three games, he's thrown for 242, 277, and 274. So those numbers alone, as long as he's not getting sacked too much, which he's not.
Yeah, those are good numbers.
Yeah, he's another guy who's probably going to be like QB, maybe like QB 10 range, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he's QB 5 right now, gnarly.
Yeah, I like him a lot this week. Let's see where he's ranked on average. Goggin, what's your favorite brand of dish soap?
This is a tough one, because I'm very passionate about my dish soap likeness. What do we have? So we have Essential Everyday, a generic Target brand one. I'm going to go with that one, a generic Target brand.
Excellent. Good distraction. Okay, yeah, so we have Tyrod Taylor. Oh, no, that is not right at all. I pulled up the season rankings.
All right, what's your favorite dish soap, Brian Lutzer?
Oh, it's got to be Palmolive.
Palmolive? If I go to your house or apartment right now, would I find Palmolive sitting there?
No, you'll probably find Essentials. I'm pretty poor.
Yeah, Essentials is the way to go. They get the job done.
Hey, you know what?
They're not flashy, but it does the job.
God, it's so hard.
Exactly like Tyrod Taylor.
Exactly. Yeah. Tyrod Taylor is an essential everyday starter for you.
Tyrod Taylor is the essential starter if you're in the market for the 11th ranked quarterback.
All right, well, there we go. The 11th best dish.
Standard scoring?
Yeah, standard. Hmm. We like to do everything by 0.5 PPR around here, but...
Much better.
Yeah, definitely. And I think if we ever write articles on the site, we do it by 0.5. Mm. But given the fact that we just had to talk about dish soap while I pulled up other people's statistics, I wasn't really at the liberty to go 0.5 PPR here. But, yeah, liking Taylor this week, if you got him. Watkins should be out again. McCoy should be out again.
So Carlos Williams should be out should again be out. As well, which leads
so
us
who's
to...
starting, then?
They signed Cyaire Wood, which...
The old Notre Dame running back.
Right. That's where I've heard that name.
Yeah.
Which was like, I think Booby Dixon had a little bit of value there, but they also just signed Boom Heron.
Hmm. Oh, they signed Boom Heron.
Yeah, and honestly, Boom Heron was good last year, a couple of games when he was filling in for Ahmad Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, they worked out Trent Richardson, too. Oh,
yeah, they did work
They're
out
Trent Richardson.
That's so bad. He's lost his job twice now to Dan Heron. Can you believe that?
And then he's going to lose a third time they work him out.
Oh, gosh.
I think we should offer Trent Richardson a job here on the beat. He'd probably
until Dan Heron applies something out to work here, too.
It's more, we pay him more than what football's paying him.
Yeah, really?
Probably even.
We split the ad revenue. It's double digits. okay, what else we got
What's
here?
What's next?
Charles Clay, tight end 20 week 1, 15 week 2, 4 week 3, tight end 3 last week. It's getting 31% of the Bills' targets.
Top 5 tight end this week.
Easily. Gotta love Chaz Clay.
Oh, yeah, that's what we're calling last week, Chaz Clay.
Chucky Clay, Charlie Clay, whatever you want to call him.
Yeah, don't go by Charles. Go by Chaz. It's a lot fancier.
You know, the Colts secondary is weak. I think
Vontae Davis, he out?
Yeah, is he out?
I don't know if he's ruled out officially yet.
I mean, either way, he's going to have second-rate linebackers on him. Charles Clay must start this week.
Yeah, Colts defense is pretty porous. I'll say that.
But they're playing Tennessee, though.
Tennessee could be porous.
Moving on, Cleveland versus Baltimore. What do we
got
here?
Playing Tennessee. Yeah. Got that. Nice.
Sorry, I told you we don't edit this, so.
There we go.
Do you think the hype train on Gary Barnage is going to keep rolling?
Absolutely.
You know, it's funny. I actually picked him up the week he played Oakland in the Dynasty League.
You started him, right?
I started him. I started him last week, too.
And that was before people knew how bad Oakland was against the tight ends. Now it's obvious.
Yeah, it was a huge guess. I mean, I saw that Eifert got, you know, 2 touchdowns first week. Somebody else, who'd they play week 2?
Crockett Gilmore went crazy on them.
What? These people, I mean, aside from Eifert, these are nobodies.
Yeah.
Oakland's got to do something.
They're making Crockett Gilmore and Gary Barnage look good.
Yeah, really.
So this week, Owen Daniels is definitely the tight end to own.
Just going to bring that up. Yeah, he's got to be a must start. I mean, until they can find a way to, you know, account for these tight ends racking up all these points, that you gotta just play whatever tight ends playing them. And with Peyton Manning, you know, he might not be what he used to be, but he's a very intelligent quarterback. He still analyzes the defense, and if he knows that that's their weakness, he'll exploit it.
And I think given his weaker arm strength now, I'd expect to see more to tight ends just the rest of the season in general.
Yeah, the middle of the field kind of thing to go with.
Is Virgil Greenman doing anything, or is he just like not even playing?
I don't know.
Because I haven't seen him at all. I've watched the Broncos games this year.
They might have gotten hurt in week 2 or something. Don't quote me on that.
Yeah, it's good for Owen Daniels owners.
Yeah.
But get well soon, Virgil.
We miss you, Virgil.
Want to talk about 2 emerging wide receivers in this game. What are your guys' thoughts on Kamar Aiken going forward?
I mean, I
didn't have any until the second.
Yeah, I actually picked him up in my main league this week. Pretty weak at wide receiver, obviously.
Definitely a good waiver wire. Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's no point in not owning him. He's the top wide receiver in Baltimore right now. Until Steve Smith can come back, if he can come back.
Yeah,
I heard he's going to be out at least 4 weeks, maybe 6.
I mean, you know,
broken ribs are no joke.
You look at his last game: 5 receptions, 77 yards, a touchdown. I mean, you can't deny that
he's got athleticism.
It's possible to get that again.
They
got
to throw to someone in Baltimore.
Yeah, he's like pretty much the only option here. I know they went out and got Chris Givens from St. Louis, but that doesn't add any element whatsoever.
No.
If you can't crack like the top 4 wide receivers on St. Louis, you're doing something wrong.
Hey, but Tavon Austin though.
He's becoming, we're going to talk ad nauseum about that
in a
few minutes here.
Can't wait.
We got Travis Benjamin, too. Let me just rattle off his splits for you. He's got at least 3 catches in every game this year, 6 in the most recent one. And he's gone for, in half-point PPR leagues, 15.4 or 15.5, 24.5, 12 and 10 fantasy points. Do you think it continues?
I just can't stand him. You know, I mean, I missed it. I missed up. I missed
human
picking
being.
Him up, but
he was a really strong early season pickup.
That Johnny football week was great. But.
You know, the argument was for the first 3 weeks that he was touchdown dependent. You know, he had 1 touchdown the first game, 2 the second game, 1 the third game.
Didn't get one last week.
He didn't have one last week, but he still put up 10 points in that.
I'll
PBR,
take 10 points out of my receivers.
I remember watching him when he played in Miami, too.
Wide receiver.
Speaking of Miami people on the Browns, how about Duke Johnson coming into his own?
Oh, yeah. He finally show what Duke Johnson can actually do. And he had a good week.
A lot of people slept on him this week and missed out on the points. But Duke Johnson, I think there's a good chance he'll end up starting him this week if you have him, just because, like I said, running backs are abysmal this week.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll see if he can continue.
First major bye week coming up here.
There is someone else I want to point out, and like this is more along the lines of streaming if you're looking for a quarterback. Josh McCown has thrown for over 340 yards and 2 touchdowns in his past 2 games.
Both games?
Both games. He threw 341 the first game and 356 last week against San Diego.
Wow, flying under the radar.
Yeah, talk about flying under the radar. He put up over 23 points each
I think
week.
You and I could throw on San Diego even, but that's still impressive.
And you know what? They're playing Baltimore this week. Well, it's a much tougher defense.
Terrell Suggs is out.
But if he has another big game, you can't really ignore
him. Their secondary is not the best, though, Baltimore. They have a good front line.
Yeah, I think he could definitely go off again. That's something to think about.
Yeah, just keep an eye on him if you're looking to stream.
I still can't imagine him getting the start over someone like Alex Smith you find on the wire. Yeah. Or who else is out there?
Cutler's been there.
See, I'd probably start.
I'd start him over
McCown over Smith.
Yeah. I'd start him over Joe Flacco for sure.
Oh yeah.
Blake Bortles isn't too bad of an option.
Yeah, I'm gonna rattle off some names to you guys. You tell me if you like Josh McCown more than these guys.
All right.
Sam Bradford.
Not this week. Sam Bradford this week.
Yeah, New Orleans doesn't have that great of a pass
defense.
They're
so bad.
They got lucky they won that last game.
You like him more than Joe Flacco, obviously.
100%.
Matthew Stafford.
Yeah. Like him more than
Matthew
Stafford.
Arizona, yeah.
Matthew Stafford. He's like scorned. He has to earn his trust back. I used to trust Stafford. And
he just can't find that hookup with Calvin Johnson. I mean, granted,
it's coming.
You know,
though,
the fumble on the
that was end tough zone,
blah, 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 blah. Like, he
should have had that game.
They haven't had that deep ball to Calvin Johnson. The last game, Calvin Johnson was wide open down the end zone. He overthrew him by about 10 feet.
Yeah, and he just gets sacked so much.
So much. That line is devastating.
How's the line in Cleveland? They got to be better than.
They're good.
They're well above average. Alex Mack's back from last year. You know.
So, real quick, then, you like him more than Jay Cutler?
Joe Thomas has always been there.
McCown over Cutler?
Who are the Bears playing?
Bears are playing the Chiefs.
I like him more.
Chiefs are going to destroy the Bears this week. That'd be my number one pick for a smoking this week.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people think Cutler's going to come out and surprise some people, but if Alshon Jeffrey's not there, I just don't see it happening.
The Bears are just giving. I know they won last week, they've given up. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But look at the trade, Matt Forte.
One more then. Would you start McCown over Blake Bortles? Blakeman to Bortles.
Probably would.
Yes, 100%. Because they're playing
Tampa.
They're playing Tampa.
Not that good. I might start Bortles. I'd probably start Bortles over McCown.
You know, I'd probably have to. He's been doing it for longer.
The Allens are coming into their own, man.
I love the Allens.
I'm excited about that.
Kind of hate Allen Hurns, but love me some Allen Robinson.
Well, so as long as we're done with the Cleveland-Baltimore game.
Are we done?
I want to just go straight to the Jacksonville-Tampa Bay game then.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I love.
I don't actually go to the game.
Yeah, I'm just looking down the call sheet. We're skipping some games, but we'll double back. We just can't dip into the 4 o'clock games yet. That would just be madness.
Yeah, that's too much.
Can't go back and forth. Yeah.
Yeah, loving the Allens, man. I picked up Allen Hurns this week in my one league. Probably going to start him because I don't know. Antonio Gates is coming back for the Chargers, so I don't really want to start Stevie Johnson.
Mm-hmm. I just dropped Stevie Johnson in my league.
Yeah, I mean that's.
Good call.
I might hang on to him. I like what he's done so far, but that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, the first 2 weeks, he got a touchdown both those 2 weeks. He looked good. And, you know, he's getting the same minimum targets every week, but they're still minimum targets. You know, he's getting 5 catches
and
here, 4 catches there.
It's really going to go downhill.
For 40 or 50 yards.
Rivers loves Antonio Gates.
Oh, absolutely. Antonio Gates, look out for him. If he's still on your waiver wire, which he should not be, pick him up.
I hate to say it, too, but I expect every single player on that team's production to drop now, even Danny Woodhead, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's had the Antonio Gates connection for 10 years now, so that's...
Yeah, hey, if it's working...
You guys
want to
see my Danny Woodhead? I like Danny Woodhead.
Kinda.
I think he'll still be fine with Antonio Gates coming back. I mean, I guess he might not get as many dump-offs as he was, but he should still be okay.
Yeah, I still like him, especially if you're... I'll say this for the last time. Running backs are abysmal this week.
So
I'll stop beating that dead horse.
But, Bucks game.
Yeah, so let's see what I got here. Jameis Winston, 7 interceptions this season.
Pretty bad.
That's pretty bad. So,
team is bad.
Is it time to sell? I can't even say sell high. Is it time to sell Mike Evans?
You know what? I want to say no. I mean, in a keeper league or in a dynasty league, definitely not.
Yeah.
But this year, you know, he's finding other people to throw to. I mean,
Jackson owner, I'm thrilled.
Yeah, no, Vincent Jackson's been great with whatever his name is, Winston. But, I mean, Mike Evans had that huge week. He had, like, 17 targets or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he does get a lot of targets.
He caught less than half of them.
And, that's the problem. That's it. The targets are there, which is good. You know, if you're not catching these, like, I'll still start you based off targets alone.
Mm-hmm.
That's why before he got hurt, like, hell, even Nate Washington's worth a start.
Yeah.
But,
I think it's probably worth to keep him that. They're going to keep targeting him like this. Eventually, he will catch all of them.
Okay, and then I also want to point out the Jags actually have a better run D than most people would take them for.
Oh, sneaky good run D.
Absolutely.
They have
Fowler's will kill it.
Mm-hmm. Only 23% only 23% of their run attempts on them go for more than 5 yards, which is among the top in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's a good stat.
Yeah, you like that stat?
I like that stat.
Ripped it from Roto World.
that's a top 5 stat.
But and also
we'll have to edit that out.
Hell nah. So, want to point out too that TJ Yeldon has the most touches of any running back without scoring a touchdown.
It's just absolutely insane the amount of work he's getting, but
he has 80 touches. He's got to get a touchdown this week.
It's going to happen this week.
If he can't do it against Tampa Bay, then I would be more worried than I already am.
Mm-hmm. How do you guys feel about Doug Martin versus Charles Sims?
That's becoming quite the battle now. Didn't Sims, he kind of overtook the role again last week.
Mm-hmm.
It looks to me like they're doing a lot, you know, just they're basically splitting carries 100%.
Yeah, well, I remember last week it was like 31-30 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was in terms of snaps.
Martin's not involved in the passing game, but he's the running back. I think they're definitely both ownable. Mm-hmm. You know, they should be owned in most leagues.
Doug Martin. He's like one of those people that it kills you when you have to go back and draft him again, you know.
And again.
But
I'm starting him this week, so.
It doesn't ever feel good, but I mean, you got to do it sometimes.
I'm praying Charles Sims doesn't get a receiving touchdown this week, and maybe Doug Martin might get a rushing touchdown. That'd be nice.
Doug Martin, though, last week got the lion's share of the work, so we're expecting Sims to come back.
Great week.
Say Doug Martin is getting all the catches here too.
Wait, really?
Yeah, that's definitely not how it was 2 weeks ago. But Doug Martin definitely was the MVP of that game.
There we go.
Yeah, start him.
We answered our own question there. Yeah.
There we go.
Start Doug Martin. Sit Charles Sims.
Yeah. You're an idiot if you think otherwise.
Yeah. And Alan Hearns, 15 targets last week. So
he's gonna get 20 this week.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Allen Robinson's worth a start. You know, they keep progressing like this, that Jaguars offense, man, they're gonna
Blake and Allen's.
You know, especially in half PPR, Allen Robinson and Allen Hurns are both finding their way to, you know, a base level of production.
Yeah, where the ceiling is
getting much higher on both of them.
And I want to point out too, in just a week or two here, Julius Thomas comes back.
Yeah.
So that's gonna open up a lot more production for them too.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to watch.
They have a team like on paper, it doesn't sound that bad. It's a lot of youth. Kind of like
the only problem is they're in Jacksonville.
And they're the Jaguars. The O-line's horrendous there.
Less pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. The O-line is quite bad.
They got the skill players that could take a team to the playoffs, but they don't have a line or secondary to do it.
If ever they were in a division that's winnable, though,
this is the year.
They're in it.
They had their chance last week and they blew it.
Yeah, to win the division.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get back on the track here. Chicago versus Kansas City. Like I said, I think Kansas City is going to destroy him this week.
Houston's going to get like 4 sacks on him.
Macklin has had consecutive 140-yard games.
Yeah. They finally got a receiver touchdown. Was it last week or?
Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago.
Two weeks ago.
And I said last week I wasn't buying into his hype, but I think I'm starting to now, especially since he's going against the Bears. He has 25% of all of the Chiefs' targets to wide receivers. There's only 3 other guys in the league that have a number that high. Want to guess?
I didn't hear the question, so no.
Okay. Well, I'm going to repeat it, so you guess. Macklin has 25% of the targets on his team for wide receiver production. Three other receivers in the league have that.
All right.
Cobb?
Nope.
No.
It was a very high
end. DeAndre Hopkins?
No.
Brown?
Really?
Antonio Brown's one.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown.
Yeah, I got one. AJ Green?
Nope, you're on the – it's a very high picked wide receiver.
Julio?
Nope.
Beckham?
Nope.
Calvin?
Nope. there's like one left.
Alshon?
No.
This is terrible.
Demaryius Thomas.
Demaryius.
And then our third guy is very, how do I put this, scrappy. And
Edelman?
Yes.
Nice. Yeah. He's the face of scrap.
so it's
real
good.
Gym rat, that guy.
He's inscrutable.
It's good because he's inscrutable. The inscrutable Julian Edelman.
just screwed you.
We got to stop being so hard on Edelman just because he was made by Vincent Price on top of a mountain, has scissors for hands and no heart. But so good company to be in. I'm buying into Macklin. Are you guys?
I'm gonna have to now.
Yeah, it sounds like you convinced me, but
do it.
You brought Julian Edelman. Hey, I just have to buy him.
Do it.
Alex Smith and Andy Reid. Like,
they're not the smart.
The way I feel about Macklin is how I feel about New England Patriots running backs.
Like, okay,
they could pop off every week.
That was a good description.
Probably won't.
Yeah, well, at least though you don't have the added headache of not knowing who it's going to be.
That's true.
Like I mean, guess Kelsey kind of functions as a wide receiver there, but
yeah, but that stat kind of speaks for itself. If he's getting 25% of the targets, you know, he's a must start.
Yeah,
most fair throw too.
I think
proven otherwise, he's a top 20 wide
receiver.
If he keeps
it up, he's easily a wide receiver too, and easily drafted him as a wide receiver three. So be happy.
Who else do they even have?
Donnie Avery still there?
Maybe.
They got a Vaunt, but
yeah, they're really shallow after getting rid of Dwayne Bowe, you know.
Dwayne Bowe.
Albert Wilson.
I drafted him
two.
In one league.
Albert Wilson. God. Jason Avant.
Yeah, Jason Avant. Gotta play that song. Let's close the show with that song.
Okay.
yeah, but Smith, though, like I said, he's shown consistent improvement. Mm-hmm. He just gets sacked a lot. But
yeah, well, that O-line needs to step up.
Then on the other side of the ball, you like Eddie Royal to repeat anything close to his 7 catches for 54 yards and a touchdown last week?
I hope not, because I drafted him and dropped him in every single league.
He's been dropped in both my leagues, too, already. People are not buying into him.
I did. I had faith. You know, I mean, that connection, Eddie Royal had his best season when he was a rookie and when Jay Cutler was throwing to him.
Yeah. So
I bought into the hype, and I mean, it's not like he's been pretty bad other than last week. I'm not buying into the hype. He had 7 catches, which looks great, but for only 54 yards, you're averaging 7 yards a catch there.
Without that touchdown, he had 8.5 points in PPR, half-point PPR.
That's kind of his thing, too, though, to be good the first month of the year and then disappear.
Remember 2 seasons ago, he had 5 touchdowns through the first 2 weeks?
Yeah.
That's, like, not
every year, people
sustainable.
Fall for it. Don't pick him up after October.
Okay, so we're out on Eddie Royal. And we're out on this
game.
We'll
never be Royals.
Yeah,
I'm out on this game.
Yeah,
oh, by the way, I don't want to backtrack, but going back to the Bucks-Jacksonville game, the guys I like the most in that game are the defenses.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's true.
I think they're both great streaming options this week. I like Jacksonville more.
Tons of interceptions.
Jacksonville's defense is highly underrated.
Yeah, like we said, they're really good against the run.
Okay, but continuing.
I picked up Kansas City this week on the wire just because they're going against Jay Cutler and the Bears. But I had the option of Tampa Bay and Jacksonville, and I think those were my other two ones that I prioritized.
Yeah, I'm rolling with Jacksonville in a couple leagues.
Definitely, yeah, high on them. I would take Jacksonville over Tampa Bay's defense, but they're both startable. Next game. In a surprise twist here, the Bengals are favorites against the Seahawks. But Seahawks haven't looked that good this year.
They looked awful without Marshawn.
Yeah.
The only bright spot on that team is Russell Wilson. Mm-hmm. He looked great in that game, but he still didn't put up. He still didn't do great fantasy.
He just gets his numbers by running and stuff. Yeah,
the offensive line doesn't really give him enough time to really stay in the pocket. That's a huge issue to have.
Yeah, well, and at least they have someone who can run outside of the pocket and still get the ball down the field.
And it's like Jimmy Graham is wearing an invisibility cloak too.
Oh, he doesn't block either. You see that video earlier this week?
Oh, he's terrible.
He just lets him like mad door blocking. Just lets
it's
him
like
right through.
When he left the Saints, man. I thought the Saints were going to suffer the most, but I don't think he cares, but I think his fantasy value suffered the most.
Oh, absolutely.
He was getting drafted as the second tight end off the board, round 2.
Which is just absolutely crazy to me. I had him outside the top 6.
Yeah, I went into most of my drafts knowing I was getting Kelsey or Olsen. Mm-hmm. I didn't want anything to do with Graham.
Yeah.
Just let people like Tim.
You know, like, you know, like my boy Eifert?
No, I loved Eifert, but not with like – I tend to draft a tight end in the first 5 rounds just because I like the benefit of not having to worry about that position.
Yeah, fair enough.
But and it's done well in the past. But Eifert just wasn't going to fall to me because I don't really tend to draft 2 tight ends. But like Eifert this week, the main guy I want to talk about is Jeremy Hill here. Now, he was the 5th best running back last week thanks in part to 3 touchdowns. But the dude had a season-low 9 touches – and it just looks like an obvious timeshare there now. Without those touchdowns, he did not get you a lot of points.
Yeah.
You know, it reminds me a lot of Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, the headache that used to be on the Bengals. Mm-hmm.
That seems to be what happens there. The running backs just come in and replace one another as the season drags on.
But you know what? I'm holding on. I have Jeremy Hill in a lot of leagues. I'm still holding on to him for a long time. I mean, three touchdowns a week, obviously, is not going to happen every week. But you know what? Neither is 40 yards. He'll usually get more than that. He still
has a lot of ingrained talent. Back. Like, he's got more talent than half the running backs in the league.
Oh, absolutely.
So the potential's there. And yeah, where you drafted him, like, you drafted him to be your starting back, usually. Mm-hmm. So getting rid of him just isn't really an option at this point. I say we stay the course with Jeremy Hill.
Yep. Like you said, stick with the starters.
Start your studs. Even though they're going up against Seattle.
Start your studs.
There's not many better options with people like Chris Ivory sitting this week on bye.
Yeah, the elite Jonathan Stewart sitting.
Oh, yeah. The reliable Jonathan Stewart.
Adrian Peterson, though.
The Daily Show over there, yeah.
But not much. I don't think this is going to be really a wealth of fantasy production in this game, but we'll see. I'd start Eifert, start Hill, start Gio if you have to.
Start Green, obviously.
I'm not that high on Dalton this week, but hey, he's been living up to, you know.
He lives it up.
Red Rocket.
I wanted to say his expectations, but his expectations were pretty damn easy to live up to.
Yeah. Much lower than this.
And I'm still not raising them too high this week, so go out there and kill it.
He's passable, yeah.
Okay, this is a game we really want to talk about here, because okay. Yeah, because, you know, as a Rams fan and the Packers fan here, this is a pretty big game to watch, because I don't think the Rams are going to lose this game by 9.5 like Vegas thinks.
So that's the spread right now?
Yeah.
Oh, ooh, geez,
should be higher.
Given it is in Green Bay.
I'd take St. Louis on that any day.
Yeah.
So anyway, what we were saying earlier, this past week, the coming of God Gurley.
Yes.
146 rush yards, 144 of them in the second half.
Oh, my God.
So, if you pretend that he didn't play in the first half and then average out his production, he had 288 yards.
That's pretty impressive.
He would have had a touchdown too, but he's a smart running back.
Yeah,
he won the game for them. He took a knee.
That's not easy to pass up your first NFL touchdown like that too. Mm-hmm. And I think at the time it wouldn't have really mattered that much either, because that touchdown would have put the Rams up by 8 points, extra point away, 9 points. You seal the game. But hey, the kickers sucked this week, so hey, could have missed that. Yeah. And I had Catanzaro in that game, so I was loving the fact that the Rams D held strong.
Nice.
And got a lot of field goals. Like, they held just strong enough. They just let him into the red zone and then stopped. But Foles, Nick Foles, he has 17.5 completions per game, second best in the league behind Aaron Rodgers. It's just Foles' completions aren't nearly as nice as Rodgers. You know?
Aaron Godgers, yeah.
Aaron Godgers.
And who were those two? Let's see the exact number.
For what?
How many of those completions? Guess who got 6 of those 17.5 or whatever he had last week?
Tavon Austin. That's why you love the side effect of Gurley, you know, coming into his own here is he's going to make Tavon Austin a better player.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? They had a couple plays that they ran the end around with Tavon
they
Austin.
They love doing that.
Faked the end around Tavon Austin. Gurley rips off a 30-yard run. Then they do the end around again, but this time give it to Austin. Austin rips off a 20-yard touchdown run or a 17-yard touchdown run, whatever it was. Just.
I want to see more of that.
That duo is gonna get good, and I think Tavon Austin should be owned in every league until.
Yep.
You know, it's just that it's never been a question of talent for him. As the Rams fan, why were they never able to use him?
The old regime just didn't know how to use him too, but also with. Austin Davis and Case Keenum Sean Hill as your quarterback. So there was no chemistry that was ever going to develop.
I did love the Austin Davis era, though. That was a fun time.
He's a backup.
The Austin Davis era.
He's a backup, I think, on the Browns now or something.
Yeah.
What?
Everyone else is a backup on the Browns. All the good
Everyone's
ones.
A backup
all the good
on
ones.
The Browns.
Shit, Brian's backup on the Browns.
On fifth string.
But also, yeah, they're getting manufactured touches for Tavon Austin now. We'll see where he goes from here. If the Packers do hold up their end of the bargain here and the Rams are chasing points, it just makes Tavon Austin all that more appealing this week.
Absolutely.
Now, I like to believe the Rams are going to hold their own in this game, but, you know, it's still the Packers.
I think the spread's a little high, though, even as a fan. Watching them, Rodgers does play very conservatively. He won't really go for the jugular too often.
Yeah.
Like, so he'll put them just enough ahead to get that win, feel safe the whole game, but not enough to really blow them out.
And the Packers have a really good run defense. It kind of goes under the radar. People don't think of them as a top defense, but they're up
there. Last year they weren't very good.
You know what, though? I mean, in St. Louis's defense, they're playing an elite team. Yep. Nobody knows what St. Louis is going to do when they play elite teams because they beat the Seahawks week one.
Beat the Cardinals, beat the who are Cardinals, undefeated.
Like, what?
And just killing teams.
They bring it for the good games, though.
And then they lose to Washington.
Who knows? Maybe they'll have a big game against Green Bay. Yeah. I hope so.
This will be a fun one to watch. And the Eagles play at one. I was going to say, I really hope that Fox puts that game on, but
nope.
Not going to. Well, hopefully it'll be on the red zone enough.
It probably will.
It's either going to be like 48-7 Packers or... like 21-19 Packers.
Yeah. 24-19.
They do better when I don't have any hope for them. So, do what you need to, Packers. Dan, this question for you. Ty Montgomery played on 99% of Green Bay's snaps last week.
Why not 100?
No. So why is his production so bad?
They don't throw him the ball enough.
He's a special teamer.
Yeah.
Does he return kicks?
He's a four down player, is what they said. No, I don't think he even returns kicks. I think he's just on special teams.
Aaron Rodgers can make you good, but it's like he's choosing to make James Jones good as opposed to
James Jones gets open more often.
You know, I kick myself in the butt every day because I didn't think that when they picked up James Jones, it would have any effect on anyone else. Like I thought he'd be a complimentary role at best to Devontae Adams or something like that. Now they had the history. Yeah. They had the chemistry. It was there.
It made too much sense.
He led the league. I think he led the league in receptions one year with him.
Like, and, this isn't the Giants' fault either. It's just no other team could have got James Jones going like that except the Packers.
Mm-hmm. Raiders could have the last 2 years, yeah.
Yeah, he'd have like one good game on the Raiders and then fade away again. But,
speaking of James Jones, I mean, you know, like you can't deny that production, but...
Four touchdowns.
I'm looking to move him in a couple leagues because...
Can you trade into my league?
Production's pretty insane. Reminiscent of what Randall Cobbs was last year with the touchdowns.
Yeah, that's
except
true.
Except Cobb is a much better receiver.
I think if you could get good value for him, I would do it, but it's just...
I'm only trying to really steal people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pack the chin with like a Jeremy Hill to get a top-tier running back.
Yeah, definitely, because I would just be hesitant to trade anybody from an Aaron Rodgers offense.
Mm-hmm.
I did say
I was keeping Jeremy.
Shown we can do. Well, we'll edit that out.
I actually did drop Ty Montgomery in our Yahoo League.
Already? Yeah. I dropped him too, actually. So we've all dropped Ty Montgomery.
But I did pick up Richard Rodgers. He's getting a lot more targets.
I don't like him this week. We'll see.
Rodgers connection?
Who was it? Corliss got hurt a couple weeks ago, right? Me and Richard Rodgers, the only tight end they have.
Mm-hmm. It's just the Packers are not much of a tight end team.
Yeah.
No.
They've been throwing never in the last been, 2 weeks, though.
No. They need to. They always have a star quarterback who can sling it 50 yards.
Yeah, they can reach the receivers,
Okay, well, if we're getting up on 45 minutes here, let's start blowing through these. Last 1 o'clock game, actually.
Last
two more 1 o'clock games. Let's do real fast because I'm sure not many people care. Washington versus Atlanta. Freeman. Yeah, ninth player to have 3 rushing touchdowns in back-to-back games ever. So,
cool.
Gotta love that.
Whatever. Tevin Coleman's coming back.
I don't know if they're going to give Coleman this big of a role.
He's not going to get 30 points a week.
Yeah, the only thing is I would say sell high on Freeman now.
Sell very high, though.
Yeah,
you know
don't get hosed.
Trade him to the pizza of your league.
Okay, yeah.
The last thing you want to do is what I did last year, which was, you know, I needed an upgrade at tight end, was very strong in my wide receiver, so I moved Antonio Brown in a package deal and ultimately ended up being Antonio Brown for Julius Thomas.
Oof.
Oh, God.
That pains me.
That's why they call me the fantasy loser.
Just hearing about that, man. Yeah.
Sorry.
Julio Jones had a quiet week last week. I don't expect that to be an issue this week, though.
No, I look for him to bounce back.
Oh yeah.
Any fantasy value whatsoever in Jamison Crowder? He got one catch in the first 2 weeks, but last week he had 7 catches for 65 yards.
They were slinging around to everyone last week. Wasn't too much of any one receiver on that team.
Yeah.
Pierre Garçon didn't get too much more than he usually does.
That's true. And the Falcons are another team with a sneaky good defense. Mm-hmm.
A lot better with Dan Quinn as the coach now. Because they were 32nd last year in overall defense.
So we're only buying Jamison Crowder if you're in 32-man leagues.
Yeah.
All right. I guess enough for that game. Everybody, I'm sure everybody wants here New Orleans versus Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Now, is it New Orleans or New Orleans?
New Orleans.
Okay, buy New Orleans.
It's Nollins.
Sell Nollins.
Sell Nollins.
Okay, do you guys have the need for Snead?
I have the need for Snead.
I do not have the need for Snead.
I don't have the need for Snead either, but it does piss me off as a Brandon Cooks owner.
Oh, God.
So now you definitely do have the need for Snead to replace Brandon Cooks.
Quick lines for Snead. He got 6.5 fantasy points the first 3 weeks. 11 last week off 6 catches for 90 yards. But, man, I just still, like, I feel like Cooks, he's got to emerge at some point, right?
Does he? I mean, what did he really do last year that warranted his
draft stock? He was a rookie last year. They said he was picked, they traded up really early to get him the draft before that. Yeah, like, they didn't leave him out of college. Like, he was supposed to be a top receiver.
He's not built to and be a WR1.
They passed up on Beckham to get him. This is hysterical.
That is hysterical.
And Drew Brees is a habit for just slinging it all over the people you've never even heard of before.
Exactly. He throws to nobodies. And you know what?
Nick Toon.
And yeah.
Marcus Colston will always just be there.
I love Marcus Colston. I even drafted him in one league.
Well, that's just crazy.
I think I dropped him already. that's my Harrisburg bias. But
it's not good to watch.
No, Marcus Colston will always be there to steal like four catches per game, no matter what. Not worth starting in your league, but just enough to make Brandon Cooks' value take a hit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He really does slant to every single person he can because no one ever sticks out in your mind after a game.
No, he throws it to like three tight ends a game.
Yeah.
Do they even roster three?
So
especially.
Well. Yeah, I would say trade Cooks if you can. See what you can get for him. Test the market.
That's the thing is that where he's at right now, you're not going to get the value of what his draft pick was.
Only hope is that a lot of people...
Yeah, salvage something from it, though. It's a sunk cost at this point.
My hope is that a lot of people in the leagues aren't paying attention to the Saints anyway. Because who else would you have drafted from that wide receiving core? Maybe they're not quite... They just hear the name Brandon Cooks and think...
One move I would look to make, if someone's in need of a wide receiver and has Lamar Miller... That's a pretty good trade if you can pull that off.
You're trying to buy low?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Lamar Miller is going to be bouncing back.
Dan Campbell's going to change that whole atmosphere there.
I'm so glad
Joe Philbin
is finally gone.
I don't give a crap about Campbell coming in there. Yeah, I think Philbin being gone is the big part. And absolutely. They have the bye week to work on things.
He doesn't look like an NFL coach, which is weird they hired him in the first place.
There's a lot of people out there that don't look like NFL coaches right now.
He used to be a Packers coordinator, though. That's how they originally found him.
Does Tom Sewell look like an NFL coach?
No, he looks like a dad that would drive a van around.
He looks like a guy who used to set the bowling pins up in the bowling alley back before they had the machines that did it.
Andy Reid looks like a guy you'd see at Walmart.
Yeah, shopping or working?
Both.
Both.
Eating the free samples at Costco.
Yeah, all these people keep taking all the free samples. Andy, we have you on camera taking all of them.
So anyway, best Saint to start, though. Breeze, yeah, the Mark Ingram. You got to start the Mark Ingram.
Mark Ingram.
He has the most receptions of all the running backs in the league with 22. So if you're in PPR, he's gold for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's gold.
CJ Spiller?
In that last his class, value, he wasn't getting anything.
Yeah, his value was really overinflated by that 98-yard play last week.
Yeah. Tell the pizza of your league to pick up Spiller.
And we should go do the Eagles real fast here. Another guy who's averaging a lot of targets here, Jordan Matthews, is averaging a quarter of the team's targets.
Yeah, he's been forced into like a wide receiver one role, and he didn't look ready for it right away, but he's getting there.
If Bradford can just get him the ball, I think he's a good start. Yeah. I'm not going to say he's a solid wide receiver, too, but
he's a good start in this game.
Yeah.
For the matchup.
Yeah, definitely. This is going to be a very high-scoring game.
I think it's going to be a very fantasy-rich game. DeMarco Murray, I still don't expect it. I don't expect much from him this week. You know, they just don't utilize him the right way. He doesn't fit into that system.
The Lions banged up, too.
Bold prediction of the week. Ryan Matthews will have more fantasy points than DeMarco Murray this week, 100%.
I don't think that's that bold, but I can see that.
Hey, you know what?
No, like,
I'm a conservative man. That's pretty bold for me.
Be bolder.
Eagles average a league-worst 24 yards per possession.
They're terrible.
That's got to change.
They're dead last in time of possession, too.
And it's really pissing me off because I like a good free Dunkin' Donuts coffee as much as the next guy. And the only win they had this week, I was working from home because of the Pope, so I couldn't get it the next day.
Well, you know what? I want them to lose every single game. So
now we should tea guy
in my Giants in my Giants hat.
We should point out that Lucer is a Giants fan here. So let's just move on to that game real fast. That's the Sunday night game, right?
Yeah.
So 49ers Giants. This is going to be a sloppy game, man. You got to think so, right?
Yeah. I picked up the Giants defense.
Giants going to blow him out.
Oh, yeah. Kaepernick looks awful. He's no Russell Wilson, bro.
I'm a homer, though, so.
Oh, yeah. Kaepernick is terrible. I never bought into him. Even when he was doing good.
He got 3 points against Green Bay last week.
Carlos Hyde, you can't start this week.
No.
You were wondering. You can't.
He had a good week one, but ever since then.
I keep saying he's a victim of game flow, but he's going to be a victim of game flow again, I'm sure.
It's interesting because the Giants very sneakily have the best rushing defense in the league. But fantasy-wise, they're only like 10 or something like that because they give up rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, like
I don't see Kaepernick getting down the field like that. And if they do, I still don't see Like, I just, no.
Don't the Niners are a train wreck, and they just had another defensive guy has taken a leaf of absence, I saw on the bottom line here. So, yeah, I think start Odell Beckham, start Ruben Randle if you have to. I do think the Giants are going to have a pretty good week. Not Andre Williams, though. Maybe he will, actually, because I'm not starting. But
If you don't start Andre Williams, then he'll have a great week. If you do, he'll be terrible.
This is how they made the 49ers offense this this offseason. Hang on, I still have it on mute.
No.
I said, this is how they made the 49ers offense this season.
Extra sloppy.
Is that Vernon Davis?
Extra sloppy. Vernon Davis, for those who didn't know, he had a hell of an off-season tour. He was on Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Mm-hmm. I watched that episode. Yeah, that's great.
He was totally on some other shows, too.
He's actually hilarious.
He was an undercover boss or something like that.
He was.
I think he owns a couple of Jamba Juice chains.
Was he in Bar Rescue or no?
I wish he was there. It contributes nothing to you from a fantasy perspective. Yeah. Vernon Davis, though, very likable guy.
Very likable guy.
Yeah, Tom Sula, you're scaring us.
Yeah, his tough partner in the press conference.
If he's on your team, drop him, but invite him to your party.
Yeah, totally. Vernon Davis, this is an open invite to come hang out with us if you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't hang out with Tom Sula.
Tom Sula.
Yeah, not much to be said here about the 49ers, though. I wouldn't start a single 49er this week. I hate them all. Anquan Boldin, maybe, if you're in a super deep league. But
he's okay. He's very touchdown dependent, though.
But, Brian, anything else you want to venture out there about the Giants this week?
Avoid their running backs. You never know which one's going to get that 50-yard reception or 50-yard touchdown run. One of them will.
Is Wes Welker actually going to get signed by the team?
No. Well, you know what? I can't. My sources from the organization, you know, they really give me a lot of inside info.
I got a bone to pick with you as a Victor Cruz owner. When is he getting back, man? Is it worth hanging on to him? Because I'm sure other people out there are doing it.
It's so sad.
I think he is worth holding on to, but depending on who's on the waiver wire, he might not be because I just dropped him this morning.
I think I have to do that, too.
I dropped him for Baltimore.
He's not pegged to come back until week 10 or so. It's just a lot to hold on to a wide receiver that's not contributing. He might be out of the playoffs.
And you know what? I mean, the longer that he's out, the more chemistry Dwayne Harris is going to start to build in that slot role. Speaking of Dwayne Harris, he had a touchdown last week. He had about, I don't know, 50 or 60 receiving yards. He had a good week.
Nice.
Expect that kind of production to continue. So long as Victor Cruz is out. Yeah, he put up 13.6 points, 5 receptions, 51 yards, and a touchdown. I could see that being, obviously not the touchdown, but 50 yards, 5 receptions, I could see that being a pretty weekly thing.
Yeah,
I just see outside of the Giants receivers, it's just not a very fantasy-friendly game. But
no. Larry Donnell might be someone to watch this week. Daniel Fells is out, and Daniel Fells was taking up a lot of, like, pretty much half of the tight end targets. But I don't know. I don't believe the 49ers are good against anyone, let alone tight ends. So
yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised to see a Larry Donnell touchdown this week.
I don't know how they did so well against Minnesota the first week.
They're terrible against the run. Yeah, Donnell is ranked 11th in tight ends.
Yeah,
for sure.
I think he's a serviceable tight end this week.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah, I'd say start him if you need him. Let's kind of go lightning round on these last games here. Just we're coming up on an hour.
What else do we have left?
Well, we can go over an hour, but with the games. Yeah. We have four more. Okay, just
lightning round.
All right, just give me one fantasy relevant thing from each game. I'll start with you, Dan. Arizona, Detroit.
Stafford's terrible.
We know that, but that's what's going to get sacked so much.
Okay, will Ellington be back?
Well, you got to tell him. That's your job.
Maybe.
Okay.
He's still probable. It's questionable.
Okay, we're not starting Cardinals running backs, are we?
No.
Nah. Would you start a Cardinals running back loose?
I was toying around with the idea of starting Mr. David Johnson.
Would you toy around with a Johnson?
I would toy around with Johnson once in a while.
Would you toy around with two Johnsons?
Only one Johnson.
No David Johnson?
I can't handle two Johnsons.
All right. That's mature of you. Okay.
It's gone wrong in the past.
just a little side note. Ellington did participate in practice today.
He always does.
And according to Bruce Arians, he should be ready.
If you have the option of taking somebody else above him, I would do it. But
absolutely. I mean, especially if Ellington's back, there's no way you can start either of the Johnsons. With Ellington back, you can't start Ellington because you don't know what his production's going to be. Mm-hmm. how much he's going to be utilized.
I'm sick of the guy. I'm sick of him.
But of course, we're starting Larry Fitzgerald. We're starting John Brown.
We're starting Carson Palmer.
Start 100%. All of them.
Yeah, start your Cardinals non-running backs.
Yep.
Do they have a tight end yet? I think the Cardinals haven't had a tight end since like 2003.
I don't know. Yeah,
they drafted Troy Nicholas last year or this year from Notre Dame.
I hope
he's
not
good eventually. Not
never heard his name, so I doubt he's doing anything.
not yet. He will eventually though. If you have a dynasty league, maybe.
I hope it's not coming to that point for you guys out there.
If you're in a 32 team also, tight end only league, definitely pick him up.
Also, my fantasy relevant thing for this: keep riding Calvin Johnson. The targets are there. The explosiveness might not be, but he had a touchdown last game that got punched out. That would have been 6 more points. That would have been like 10 more points for him because of the length of the play.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. I think Calvin Johnson's going to be just fine. He's a high-end wide receiver two right now, but I wouldn't be surprised if he sneaks back into wide receiver one discussion.
It's going to be tough this week against that secondary, but he'll get there.
He's got chemistry. He's obviously Stafford's favorite receiver. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
New England versus Dallas. Brian, what's fantasy relevant?
Gronk smash.
I don't think we need to have like a anybody here to come in and tell us that the Patriots are going to go crazy this week.
Oh, God. And you know what? I don't know if it's just Belichick doing it on purpose, but they're running up scores, and they're going to continue that trend.
He always does that. He's just such a dick when it comes to that.
I know. I love it because I'm a Gronk over.
I think
you're starting Brady. You're starting Edelman.
You're starting Gronk. You're starting Dion Lewis until proven otherwise.
About Blunt this week? What's your stance on Blunt?
He's a good guy.
I mean, my stance on Blunt is not good.
Okay.
He's RB 26 this week.
RB 26.
What about Deion Lewis?
Might be worth a play. Well, Deion Lewis is definitely the guy there until proven otherwise.
Absolutely. I mean, you know what? He has a role specifically carved out for him in the receiving back, as a receiving back. But and in addition to that, you know, he's getting the touches and carries. So you got to ride him until
RB 12. Okay.
Until he lets you down.
Deion Lewis, RB12.
Also, he's RB12 after the bye week.
Mm-hmm.
After his bye week, so that's saying something.
He's
played one less game than most.
Anything to be said about the Cowboys here? I don't like many of them.
No, nobody.
They got
Darren McFadden.
A couple guys back from suspension. Yeah. That's really
if you're in a really piss-poor position like me, Darren McFadden's on a lot of waiver wires.
Ugh.
Would you start him over Antonio Andrews?
No.
Good. I was kind of asking that.
No, I would not. The only Cowboy I would start, Joseph Randle, if you have to. I mean, he's good. I think he's a good flex, borderline RB2.
Especially with Dunbar out.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Sharing
carries they can't have a choice.
Lance Dunbar is out for the entire season now, two people.
Yeah, people
for the entire season.
It's like ACL and MCL.
But Jason Witten. Witten's a serviceable tight end.
Reliable.
Always will be.
So that's
especially with Whedon, he has no one else to throw to.
Yeah.
That's why you draft Jason Witten, just because you know he's always going to go out there and play every game for you.
Mm-hmm.
Denver versus Oakland. Dan. Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders.
Obviously, the Owen Daniels you mentioned earlier. Get every tight end against the Oakland Raiders, sign him.
C.J. Anderson.
He's done for.
He's got to show me something this week, then I'd write him off.
C.J. Anderson's on your bench until proven otherwise.
Ronnie Hillman's the back to have.
I think Ronnie Hillman's is flex-worthy this week. I mean, the coach has come out and said this past week that Ronnie Hillman has earned himself more carries, more touches. It's looking like a full-blown RBBC that you just want to avoid, though.
Yeah, numbers from last game here. C.J. Anderson, 11 carries. Ronnie Hillman, 11 carries. C.J. Anderson, 43 yards. Ronnie Hillman, 103 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, so, I mean, that is a little skewed because he had a
72-yard.
Yeah, but still, he just looks like the more talented back.
They don't want to run with anyone, I think, on that team.
And then what you end up running into the problem is that Ronnie Hillman, I think, is the more talented back, but Ronnie Hillman's also not a every down player.
Yeah.
So C.J. Anderson will have a role no matter what, and it's just going to be a committee moving forward.
This is why I stayed away from Anderson. I just passed on him.
Yeah, me too.
You call that one right in the beginning, yeah.
I actually wrote an article on how C.J. Anderson would not be Monty Ball.
I do remember that.
But then I avoided him in every single draft because I knew it wouldn't work. Yeah. got to appeal to the masses. You know?
This is all just clickbait.
It's all clickbait.
It's earbait. Anything to be said about Oakland here? Derek Carr, is he startable?
No.
Not against this defense.
Not against the Broncos D.
Denver, he had a good chance last week, but didn't really do too much.
I mean,
much.
Their secondary isn't great, but I just don't – I don't like them in this –
Oh, secondary is a lot better than they used to be, though. Chris Harris looks great.
Yeah.
Denver has a really good defense. Last week, they were our number one ranked defense. And this week, they're also the number one ranked defense.
Yeah, they're great.
DeMarcus Ware's playing like vintage DeMarcus Ware.
Yeah, what?
So
old.
But, I mean, you still start Amari Cooper, though, right? They're probably going
to
be
you still start
points.
Amari Cooper. I think if you really need to, you can start Derek Carr.
Okay.
I would not start Latavius Murray. I would look elsewhere. Just based on that matchup, their run D is just so good.
Yeah, scary good. And the game's
not
in
as
Oakland,
good as the Giants, though.
Yeah.
The game's in Oakland. I always wonder if, like, subconsciously the baseball turf there kind of prevents people from having as good rushing games. Maybe someone should look into that.
Mm-hmm.
I bet somebody did.
We'll look into it.
Yeah.
Well, because they're trying to run the ball, and then all of a sudden they're expecting a pitch to come their way, too. So it's lots of juggle.
Yeah, you run, like, on a baseball surface with cleats on.
That's what they do in baseball.
It's not. It's not as rewarding as running on a football surface because you're playing baseball. Speaking of which, go Cubs tonight.
Go Cubs.
Okay, last game here. Let's go into this one. We got Pittsburgh versus... Gambling's illegal, man.
I would never do it.
We got Pittsburgh versus San Diego in the Monday night game. I think this will be a fun game to watch. I think a lot of points will be scored.
Oh, yeah. Two used to be a high-flying octane offense, and then Rosberg.
Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Look for him to pop off.
Let's talk about Heath Miller. 11 targets week one, 7 combined since then.
Vic's not looking to him enough.
Is he going
to
have a game here?
I just don't think so. You know what? I mean... Once Le'Veon Bell came back, that dump off is automatically.
Vic
his.
Doesn't utilize his tight ends very much.
Never
used Brent Celek.
Never has.
But does Antonio Brown's value take a huge hit too now with Vic? I mean, I didn't like what I saw last game.
Yeah, I think Vic still has the deep ball in him.
Yeah.
I think Antonio Brown's good enough at getting open on those short routes that.
And he did have a
kind of
drop in
like
the
it.
End zone last week, which affected his score. He would have gone from 6.5 points to 13.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I mean, his value takes a bit of a hit. But he's still in talks for best receiver in the game right now.
Oh, absolutely.
So.
I mean, obviously must start.
You don't bench him, yeah.
Start your studs.
Martavis Bryant comes back. Do we expect anything from him?
I expect absolutely nothing from Martavis Bryant. I don't think he really pairs well with Michael Vick's style.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I do my impression of the CBS sports podcast guys about Martavis Bryant.
Do it.
Ask me about Martavis Bryant.
Are you Martavis Bryant?
I wish I was Martavis Bryant. He's the greatest human being ever. God girly, more like God O'Brien. God, I love Martavis Bryant.
I would love to look at his stats from last year. I think he had like 4 games of over 150 yards, and like that was it. Like,
yes.
He didn't do anything else.
I'm not sold on him at all.
After
what you said, I kind of like him.
The only impact I see him having is he's going to take the top off the defense and open up some more room for Antonio Brown, and that's especially why I like Antonio Brown.
It'd be nice if he could play on the line and help protect Vic. They could do a 6 linemen. That'd be great. That's probably why Heath Miller's targets are going to go down.
He's blocking a lot more,
He has to.
Yeah, he has to.
Danny Woodhead versus Melvin Gordon. I want to give you some numbers here. I think Woodhead is the RB1 there.
Hmm.
But last week, Woodhead had 8 runs for 54 yards. Gordon had 12 runs, but just for 38 yards. Oh. Kind of evens out.
I mean, Danny Woodhead's my favorite football player of all time. So.
Yeah, kind of like it. His profile picture on ESPN, he just looks so stoned.
Oh, it's so great. It's hilarious.
But he's the receiving guy, too. He's not your goal line guy, but, I mean, you could do a little dump around in the end zone.
No, he's had – I think you look this up if you want. I believe he's had
I think I will.
2 goal line touchdowns this year already. They're utilizing him on the goal line.
Let's type in Roto World Daniel Woodhead.
Daniel Woodhead.
You typed in Danny. That's good.
Y'all want to see my Danny Woodhead?
Giving people behind the scenes access here.
I just think he's a great player.
Yeah, so let's see. He has 2 rushing touchdowns week 1. No receiving touchdowns, though. The 2 rushing touchdowns, though, actually give me some confidence, though.
I'm telling you, they're using him on the goal line more than you'd expect.
He's incredible.
I think he's just so versatile enough that the defense doesn't know where he might be going.
Yeah, and I think
you don't expect him to get goal line carries. When he does, he kind of just swiggles his way in there.
He's very unassuming.
He's got a low center of gravity, hard to tackle, scrappy. Inscrutable,
real
gym rat, all of the above.
Real spark plug.
Yeah. For the Chargers, all teams, too.
Yeah,
I see what you did there. But I think, Gates will have a good week on his return. It obviously devalues Ladarius Green to a huge extent.
Absolutely. Ladarius Green, I believe, is droppable until
devalue.
Unless the dice league, maybe keep him.
It's going to devalue Keenan Allen too, but luckily his stats are so high lately.
Oh yeah, he's been incredible production. This year. Love it.
I know you own him. I wouldn't expect it to continue. I think he'll still be a good receiver.
What?
Well, he's not going to be a top tier WR2, which is what he is now. So
Gates is the guy, you know. He'll be, I think he'll still be a WR2, just like a low end.
Oh yeah, I don't see him finishing at 12 on the year, which is I think is what he's at now, somewhere around.
I'd like see 8 or 7. I
suppose. Right around wide receiver 20, I'd call.
Yeah.
But he'll still have games where he goes off.
And I think this game might be one of them. You never know. You got to play Keenan Allen. Where you drafted him, I'm assuming you probably don't have many better
options. He got drafted this year in a much better position than he did 2 years ago.
That was absurd. That people were drafting him as a WR1. Brandon Cooks.
Yeah. No. I just want to point out, he's my WR2 that I drafted. And honestly,
fair enough.
And just for all intents and purposes, he's my WR3 because Landry is up there. I use Jarvis Landry.
Love me some Jarvis Landry.
He's a target monster.
I wish we could talk about him, but he's not playing.
Yeah. Well, we can just talk about how cool he is.
You guys love your Miami Dolphins, I'm telling you.
Jarvis is a rad name.
Jarvis is great.
Lamar's a rad name, too.
Javaris Lamar. Miller.
And there it is. Okay, so yeah, that covers all the games pretty much.
What are we closing with? What song?
I got to pull that up. But before we go, though, I just want to remind everybody, send any questions you want us to address on the podcast to broadstreetbeat@gmail.com. No one's doing it. Do it. We want to remind you, too, that we have the offshoot Twitter account, @BSB Fantasy Board. You ask a question Sunday before the games, need an answer to, you will get an answer. I told one guy to go Devontae Freeman over Crabtree and Macklin last week.
Why was that even a question?
I don't know, but did I not make the right
call? Listener, that was a dumb question.
But we still love you.
Yeah. Follow that.
I told a guy Fitz the week that he really went off, like week two or whatever. Nice. So, I mean, we do have our hits.
Hey, I told
not responsible for misses.
I told C, Ted Ginn last week.
Yeah, I listened to that too.
And if you're in need of representation, you're trying to get into the Hollywood scene and whatnot, need an agent, you can follow us at @BroadStreetWW. That's Broad Street Worldwide.
It actually is a new Twitter account started yesterday by us.
We're not even lying. We're not going to find you work, but it will be pretty cool to tell people you have an agent.
Yeah. Don't tell them anything about your agent. Just say you have the agent. It's us.
You can find the link to that on the sidebar of our website, along with other good stuff like the Duncan Tracker, which is totally useless, but we updated it.
And the South Beach Beat, our April Fool's Twitter blog account.
Brian, do you want to advertise anything? You put your Twitter out there if you want. I know.
Nope, not big. I'm pretty private, you know. Brian Looser, just that's my name, but LOOSER. I mean, I live in Philadelphia. You can come find me. We'll chill, grab a beer, something.
All right, Brian.
I just want to say thanks for having me on the show, guys.
Hey, yeah, anytime. Come back again anytime, man.
Yeah, I'll probably be back next week. Good discussion. Probably the week after that.
We'll see if let's no, definitely next week.
Oh god.
He lives in the same apartment complex. It's super easy. So yeah, that was fun. All right, so until next time, I'm Ben.
I'm Winston Churchill.
I'm the fantasy loser.
Like we've adopted that. Okay, have a good night, guys. Or good morning.
He's a fool.